One of the sitcoms that could soon run out of scripts is ABC's Ugly Betty. America Ferrara plays ugly duckling Betty Suarez with fearless gusto. Ferrara first got noticed for her work in movies, including Real Women Have Curves and Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. But it's Ugly Betty that's made her a household name. In the show's first episode, Betty wore a riotous ensemble to a job interview with a fashion magazine. Pink suit, green shirt, red glasses, blue braces. She refused to take no for an answer when she was turned away.
Sir? Well, you got me here. I thought I could tell you a little about myself. Magazines are my passion ever since I was a kid. And I can't imagine a more amazing place to start my career than Mead Publications. I know most of your magazines inside out. I try to devour as much as I can.
Clearly.
Betty soldiered on and eventually won the job. The show is based on a Colombian telenovela, and it's been remade around the world with varying degrees of success. In the U.S., Ugly Betty is a ratings powerhouse for ABC. America Ferrera spoke with us from the set in Los Angeles. She said her childhood prepared her well to play the ultimate fish out of water.
I was one of six kids in a single-parent household, and we had relatives who helped us kind of live in a better neighborhood than we would have without them. Upper middle class white Jewish community, and my friends had BMWs waiting for them in their driveways before they even turned 16 years old, and I went to their bar and bat mitzvahs and was a big part of the social group, but my own life was so different from it, and so I was constantly living in two worlds at the same time. And that kind of reminds me of, you know, Betty living in Queens and taking that trek every day to like a world that's so outside of what she knows as normal.
So how much of that, of your own experience, did you bring to this? Did they come to you and say, this is the Betty as we envision it? Or did you say, wait a minute, this is what I think Betty should be?
Well, I think we were on the same page from the beginning, even picking the wardrobe and her hair and her bangs and her eyebrows. It was all about walking this really fine line between different and funny, but isn't going to kind of jump that shark and make her too much of a caricature. So it was really a lot of work. And then we made those choices that there were physical choices, and then there were the kind of acting emotional choices about giving her a real deep life and not making her just some kind of silly, naive girl who has a positive outlook because she hasn't experienced anything. She's in fact experienced a lot of real deep, you know, pain in her life. She's lost her mother, you know, her father has immigration problems, her father, you know, is having health insurance issues. Her sister was a single mother. So it comes out in comedy, which is the easiest way to swallow things. There's a lot of a real deep life and experience that's behind her. And the fact that in spite of that, she keeps this positive outlook on life is what's really magical. Not that she's just positive because she's never seen anything bad, you know?
Did you wear braces when you were young?
No, I did wear retainers for a while.
So did you have to figure out how to talk through braces? Because you use a prosthetic. They're snapped in. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are like retainers. They kind of go in and out. But when we were shooting the pilot, our director actually wanted me to get real braces. Because I don't know if he knew there was an alternative. But we literally took a trip to the orthodontist, me and the director and Sylvia Horta, the creator, and two of the producers. So there we were in the orthodontist's office, and they're like, well, we want you to get them on a couple weeks in advance so that the wounds can heal.
Wounds?
I was just terrified. But I was going to do it. They're like, this is just for the pilot, and if it gets picked up, then we'll find another alternative. So I was literally going to get braces cemented to my teeth for the pilot. And then we walked into the office, and this genius orthodontist who saved my life said he had come up with this contraption for his son's Halloween costume, and it worked perfectly. So thank God he saved me from having to get real braces on.
Now that's commitment.
Yeah.
You know, Ugly Betty is so clearly hit a nerve with so many women, older women, young women, teenagers, tweens, who look at her and almost want to yell at the screen, you go, girl, you go, Betty. But
yeah.
Does it also feel like a burden for you? Does being Betty ever feel like you're carrying sort of a heavy load?
No, not really. I mean, I think early on, the very first feature film I ever did was a movie called Real Women Have Curves, and that was a movie about, the standards of beauty and the standards of this, you know, culture, this Latin culture, and that kind of kicked off, I think, my public persona in a way that symbolized this new, you know, new definition of what beautiful is because of, by nature of what that movie was. And so it's something that from the very first movie I did kind of follows me around. So it's not really a burden. I think more than anything, it's been a blessing in my life that I'm working in a time where those minds are kind of opening to other versions or definitions of what is beautiful.
Now, you're in a good place there at Ugly Betty because you had a couple of episodes, at least the scripts for those episodes, in the can, so you could stay in production. But what is the atmosphere and the mood on the set like right now?
It's a little tense, you know. I think that there are a lot of people who are really worried about what they're going to do if the strike goes on for a long time. You know, you have people who live, you know, on paycheck to paycheck, and it's not a fun time. But at the same time, you know, I really understand and see the need for the writers to use their voice and speak up, because what we're really experiencing is that without them, we have nothing. So they really should be compensated for what they bring to our world. And I think that a greater appreciation should come out of this for what the writers do, and not a resentment for them asking for what they deserve.
America Ferrera, thanks so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
I almost called you Betty.
That's okay, too. I'll respond to either one.
America Ferrera, she stars in Ugly Betty, where she plays Betty Suarez. Thanks so much.
Thank you.